Now, the death of Vicky Phelan and the allegations of abuse and settlements made with the Spiriton congregation have again this week focused attention on the whole area of non-disclosure agreements or gagging clauses. The Spiritons have said confidentiality no longer applied when settlements took place following abuse allegations. And the Irish Independent reported yesterday that more than 100 lawsuits against the Medical Missionaries of Mary over the activities of convicted child abuser former surgeon Michael Shine have been settled with gagging clauses. Now, Vicky Phelan refused to sign such a clause in relation to the settlement of her case. Her solicitor, Kino Carl, told us about the significance of that decision.
I think it's very clear that if Vicky Phelan had signed that non-disclosure agreement, there would have been no knowledge about what was going on in Cervical Check. There would have been no Cervical Check scandal. The problems that were very clearly existing in Cervical Check would have continued. So the consequences of that would have been, for all of the other women who were affected, perhaps 350, there isn't a total number there, over 30 of whom have died. There would have been no knowledge about what had happened, what was discovered around the audit that looked back on the mistakes that were made in their smear tests. They would have been denied the opportunity of damages to replace the income that many of them lost, the enormous medical expenses they were incurring. And for the families of those who were dying and who had died, you can imagine the complex financial consequences for those people and for the children involved.
And that was Kino Carl, solicitor to Vicky Phelan. Owen O'Dell is Associate Professor of Law at Trinity College. He's here in studio. Owen, good morning to you.
Good morning.
And we'll talk about Vicky Phelan's bravery in resisting a non-disclosure agreement in a minute. But let's talk a little bit about what they are and how often these gagging clauses are used in settlements. Or do we know how often they're used?
They're very common, and they're often necessary. Lots of settlements of court cases often happen on the basis of confidentiality. RTE enters into settlements all the time and broadcasts that they have settled with a plaintiff and the terms of the settlement are confidential. There are lots of circumstances, even in a Cervical Check type of situation, where people like Vicky Phelan might have wanted to have some anonymity. If we think back to the blood product scandal in the 90s, the plaintiffs wanted to litigate that anonymously. So there are lots of situations where plaintiffs and defendants might legitimately want to keep personal or business matters confidential, and settlements will contain clauses to that effect.
What is their basis in Irish law, or do they have one?
Well, the basis is that they're contracts, and contracts are enforceable. And the problem is not that we see a lot of them. The problem is that there are circumstances where they're being abused, and that is the problem that Kian O'Carroll was getting at in the context of the Vicky Phelan situation, where the settlement was being abused. Sorry, the confidentiality of the settlement was being abused, not for legitimate personal, private or commercial reasons, but to protect to protect the HSE. And we see that happening a lot, this abuse of confidentiality to protect the powerful.
And then the trouble is, though, Owen, isn't it, that we don't know whether this confidentiality agreement is being abused or not, because you're down to somebody, a Vicky Phelan, being brave enough to stand against the imposition of such an order when they're in a very vulnerable state.
Absolutely, which is why we have to be very careful not to throw the baby out with the bathwater, not to say NDAs are a bad thing, because in a lot of circumstances they aren't. If we look at what legislation is trying to be introduced in the States, three solutions to the problem are coming forward, none of which is particularly good. One is to say that certain types of cases can't use non-disclosure agreements. So cases of sexual abuse or sexual predation at work. But in those circumstances, as I say, you have the blood products plaintiffs who wanted the anonymity and would be discouraged from taking the case if there couldn't be a confidential settlement. The second is to say certain kinds of defendants can't rely on it. So there was a suggestion yesterday that the state shouldn't be able to rely on NDAs. The problem there is that the state has legitimate interests in keeping secrets, keeping things confidential.
But could you not legislate for that? That there are key areas, perhaps in relation to mm-hmm. justice or some other areas,
yeah.
where perhaps they have a legal entitlement to secrecy, whereas in the wider scale of issues around education or issues around health, they do not.
Well, that's what I'm saying. You have to you have to legislate carefully. You can't just say you can't have confidential settlements.
Could you not have a judge deciding?
Very often settlements do have to be determined by a judge. So yes, these are matters that could go to a judge, provided there are standards that the judge could apply. I mean, for example, if it relates to a child, it has to go to a judge anyway.
Now, you said that these gagging clauses are underpinned. They're contracts, so they're underpinned by law.
Yeah.
But do we have examples of where gagging clauses have been broken? If I entered into a settlement on mm-hmm. the steps of the court
yeah.
With a gagging clause, but 5 years on, circumstances changed and I felt the need to go public, would I be hauled over the courts?
Well, there would be, in principle, you would be liable for a breach of contract. Mm. You would be liable for an injunction against you for the breach to stop you talking, and perhaps for damages as well. But in the kinds of circumstances where there's likely to be this kind of disclosure, there would be a public interest in the disclosure. And that's the third sort of general mm. way that you can respond to this, that there is a public interest in the disclosure. The problem is that that's broad and it's usually a retrospective thing.
I see.
And it's going to be very, very hard to legislate for it in an individual case.
Have we had cases? Do we know of cases where gagging clauses were broken and a plaintiff to such a case had been hauled through the courts or had their settlement rescinded?
Off the top of my head, I'm not aware of one.
Yeah. We don't know if it's happened. They're certainly not.
There have been
in the public
cases
domain.
Where the press becomes aware of a private yeah. settlement. One or the other of the parties has leaked it.
Yeah.
There are lots of cases where then there is an attempt by, say, the other party to sue the press to stop them. But where there is a public interest in the disclosure, that disclosure has been allowed by the court.
All
so
right.
RTE was able to disclose the NIB financial irregularities, notwithstanding that they were matters.
And fight the public interest
exactly.
issue in that. Owen O'Dell, Associate Professor of Law at Trinity, thank you very much for
thank
talking
you.
To us this morning.